To go. Hi, everybody. Welcome.
Hi, everybody. Where'd you want to go?
I didn't want to go to the Espavos.
So oh, okay. I never know sure where he's going to go. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Virtual Life Broadcast for November.
Welcome. Well, you sure look colorful today.
Well, thank you. Beautiful. You too. I tell you, there's a story about this dress. I always wanted to have something off the shoulders. I think it looks very feminine. And I was going to wear it. Sexy. Thank you. But I was going to wear it during our Belgium seminar that was live. Our Las Vegas seminar, which we did live. But we started each of those seminars with the arms of the angel, where we go like this, and I would lose my style. So I didn't wear it. You have to think about these things.
The most important is about the style. We don't want to break the style. No. Absolutely. That's really clever. So you actually took this to Belgium.
I took it everywhere.
That's great. Welcome today. We got back. This has been a crazy busy month for us here at Espavo, the whole staff and everybody. And of course, we had the two seminars. We had a seminar at the beginning of the month in Belgium. And what an incredible,
oh my goodness,
incredible energy.
We were right next to the North Sea.
Oh, but it was really so good to see all the family again. People that, and there was a lot of new people too, which was really fascinating to us. And really got to reconnect and take this whole level to a different level with this Master Healer Seminar.
Which a lot of light masters too.
Yeah, a lot of tremendous amount. About a third light masters turned out. It was amazing. So we even had a special time for the light masters in the back room where we had just a kind of a special channel for them.
Well, our go ahead.
Oh, then we turned around and came home and did the same thing here in Vegas. So we just finished the Las Vegas Seminar. And still trying to put things away and find the bottom of the desk and all the other things about that. But energetically, this has been an incredible month for me personally, to make all those connections, to see all those friends, to reconnect with new family members, to even tell the stories, because they went into deep stories about the family of E in both places and told more about it.
Even though we did the same seminar at both places, they were different because of what we're feeling and what the group's going through. First of all, in Belgium, it was magical. This place, our seminar room for the three-day event, there was a wall of windows that you could look out at the North Sea and the sand, and people were able to walk on the breaks near the water, and it was just beautiful. But we got terrible colds when we were there, and the group does take care of not only him, but of me, because we got through it, and we warned people, don't hug us, but that didn't stop anybody. But Romy and Carla, wonderful host, Romy just made sure we had cold medicine and Kleenex so we could get through it, and we did. But
so we had a wonderful time. It was really incredible to do that. We used to do that all the time. That's how we did most of the work, was go out in person and so forth, and we will continue to do that to some degree. Next year, we do not have planned to going to Europe. I will just tell you that right now. We've got a few gaps and things that we just don't have in place. So next year, we're not planning on going to Europe at all. We will return to Belgium the year after that, but we do have some things that we're thinking about. And as soon as I can mention them, I will, because we're planning on having a get-together probably here in Las Vegas, and it will be a big one. It will be one that we've been waiting to do for quite a while. So anyway, I'm not going to tease about it.
Well, I hope we do it at the same hotel, because it was a good setting. It didn't have gambling or anything at the hotel.
It's hard to find here.
It's very hard to find, and the grounds were very peaceful, and so people were able to enjoy both places. But I look forward to going back there and welcoming everybody to Las Vegas.
Anyway, it was a great time we had in both places. We were able to connect with so many members of the family, and I know several of you have written me saying that I was going to send this or I was going to tell you that, and I know we've got some certificates that still need to go out and correct it and so
forth. We've been
busy.
We'll take
care of all. We will get to them all, promise. So just be patient. We'll work with it.
I think things will start to slow down soon.
I've heard that before.
You think? I don't think so.
I'm not terribly sure that happens.
Oh, well. We're home for a while.
At least we're not traveling for a little bit, but we're planning, obviously, for the next year and to be able to connect in all those ways.
Well, we want to give everybody enough notice so you can plan your time as well, you know.
So I do want to tell you about the event that we just closed because it was very powerful and wonderful to connect with everybody, like we said, that way. You know, the group keeps telling you how is the best way to live an empowered life? The easiest way to live an empowered life is to empower the people around you because that way you're always walking in an empowered society. And we actually got the chance to do that. That is kind of what it felt like we were doing in both Belgium and Holland. And of course we do, we work with this all the time and it's wonderful, but we really get the feedback when we're in person like that. So we just wanted to thank you all for allowing us to play those roles. It means the world to us.
It really does. But I did have to mention about San Diego, our event, because Meg Adamson was with us as a
San Diego.
San Diego?
Yeah,
oh, my gosh.
I'm
going to my next trip, Thanksgiving. Las Vegas. Meg was able to join us as a speaker and our organizer and everything else she does.
Well, she not only organized the event, but she also is a presenter, of course. Obviously, you know that every month we bring a new piece from her. Wait till you see what she's got today. But every month we bring a new piece from her, and she's just doing some incredible work. So she got to present, and she got to we gave her about a 90-minute slot there to take everybody on a little journey. And boy, did
wonderful.
She knock it out of the ballpark!
It
was awesome. So
she's magical.
Anyway,
but also Gail Harris was able to join us.
Gail's,
thank you for your help.
And Rick and Janae from local. We had a lot of people very close and be able to connect with us too.
We have Mark and Jean Finch bring their jewelry that, you know, we usually don't have people selling things at our events, but they're
family.
An exception.
This goes way back. This goes back to the beginning of our work, so it's a little bit different. But anyway, welcome aboard today. We're going to take you on a little journey. We're going to have two channels today. One in just a couple seconds. The group wants to come in and kind of bring everybody together and focus together because we have a little bit of work that we're going to be doing today, I do believe. And they'll mention that in the first channel. And then, of course, we'll go through the different elements that we have, of the different presenters that we have. We'll hear from Meg. We'll hear from Allison Chester Lambert. And we'll hear from Barbara about some of the extra pieces.
And,
of course, then we'll come back and do the final channel. So thanks for being with us here today. We're going to step over there very quickly and get right into the channel, but we will see this up on the website here very quickly too. But it's just been an incredible month for us, and this to us, doing this today, is just kind of a cap to the perfect month. So this to us has been just a heart-stretching opening month, and we just really appreciate it. So espavo, everybody.
Espavo.
Thanks for being a part of it all. Okay, let's step on over and see what we got going on, shall we? See what mayhem we can create.
Hello, everybody. I do want to welcome you again to the Virtual Life broadcast. You know we looked forward to this every month. It's our way of feeling so connected to all of you. So thank you for being a part of our day and letting us be a part of yours. You know, something about, like Steve was saying, doing two live events in a row in person just stimulated us. We feel this buzz of excitement over our entire beings, and it makes us want to just do more of the work and more. I'll be lucky if I get him out of his office at any time because his creation is in full swing, I can tell, and my enthusiasm is there as well. So with that, we do celebrate everything that has happened in the past and what's happening in the future. as we wind down to the end of this year, that's amazing to think of that, facing 2020, that alone is going to create magnificent events in our lives. But this is like a series of reflection, but also celebration with each month that leads to the new year. We begin with my birthday. Well, I'm happy to say that because I celebrate every year I'm alive and give thanks. And then talking about thanks, in the United States, we have Thanksgiving, where we gather with family and good food and do express our thankfulness for everything that we have. And then, of course, the holidays with Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever, however you celebrate, that is just a fun time, isn't it? Time to eat a little bit too much and celebrate family and just whatever your spiritual beliefs are. And then there we come to the new year. And I never know whether to say happy birthday or happy new year on January 1st, because that is Steve's birthday. And that's the day the group first came to him many years ago. So let's look ahead. Whatever is coming your way, feel your light shine brightly and look forward to the miracles. So it is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. I join you this day with your game well in progress. It's fascinating for us to watch. We get to see as you move from level to level, not only not knowing where the end is or where you're moving to, but most importantly, how you're starting to harmonize, how you're starting to see each other around you. There is a change going on planet Earth right now, and all of you can be a part of it. It's a huge reconnection of the human heart, a resurfacing, if you will, in many ways. It basically opens the opportunity for unity to resurface as one of the most important evaluations that all of you can have, one of the most important elements that you can work with going forward as the new humans create a new world. You see, dear ones, you also have a rather large family, and we've spoken of this recently, so let us speak of it here as well. The family of E has been very small amounts of people on your planet, not that many to begin with. It didn't take that many to really create the opportunities and to land the seven clans of the E family, to be, importantly, to bring seven important pieces that normally would not exist on a game of its own nature. But here you are, now stepping out of the whole reality that you've been in, into a higher existence, even one step at a time. And one of the greatest things that you can do is to reunite with those family members, those parts of yourself which have separated in order to play this game of pretending to be human. Some of them you will know quite well. Some of them you will recognize. Some of them you won't. And that's the fascinating part, because what will happen is you'll lock hold to someone and actually make an eye contact with them, and you'll start to move on, but we'll encourage you to come back and look again and reevaluate, because many times you can make huge impressions in just a moment, just a momentary glance. So well, dear ones, watch for many of these, because the family of E is now coming onto your planet in a very big way. And we've told you before that there was roughly about a million of the family of E in circulation on planet Earth. That has changed pretty drastically since the time we spoke it. In reality, you're now at 2.5 million people on planet Earth, which are from the family of E. Now, the majority of them are exactly what you would expect, children, babies. And yet, even though they are so young that they're not actually a part of lending their energy consciously to the planet, they're here. And just that alone is starting to tip the scales a little bit and to open up some critical opportunities for all of you. Make space for these new beings to bring in the wisdom that you have been searching for, because much of it is there. Even how to harmonize with your planet. how to help with the mother herself and to work in those areas. You've got a huge heart, dear ones. You know how to make these things work if only you have the opportunity to do it. You have that now. We tell you not only will you be getting support from the beings of planet Earth who are now incarnating rapidly, but also from many spirits on this side of the veil. Because you see, dear ones, there's a large gathering here at home that is here watching what is taking place on planet Earth and aligning themselves to be there, to be of assistance, to be in place when called upon, to be here to watch the next evolution of a game. It's amazing, dear ones, and although there are billions of games throughout the universe, there's none like yours. And fascinating to see the new energies you are setting with every step that you land on your planet. Every movement that you make is now something brand new. And we ask you to create something magical. Rather than let it drift into the fear, consciously create magic. You'll find all the tools necessary to do it. You'll find only your memories is all that's needed to bring that magic back to the surface. Well, you are the grand beings that were there over many times when magic has landed on your planet. Now you have the opportunity to remember every part of it. Know you are well equipped. Know that there are beings gathering on this side of the veil for what is about to happen on planet Earth. And know that there are beings everywhere which are watching all the gatherings of planet Earth. Because you are setting the tone for all that is to come. It's a new day. Enjoy the journey, dear ones. Know that it will not be the same as before, and you will not be able to rest comfortably the same way that you were before. However, you'll find all new energies happening every day. Make the best of it. Not only land your own survival there, but land your joy, your passion, your experience of pretending to be a human is about to change. With much more of your own spirit in connection with that. Enjoy the journey, dear ones. Lean against each other and connect family whenever you can. If nothing more than from a glance, from a smile, or from a hug. It's happening. Enjoy the ride. It's with the greatest of honor that I ask you to treat each other with respect, nurture one another, and play well together. I am the keeper of time. Espavo.
Espavo. We'll be back in just a few moments with more of the Virtual Live broadcast, and I think we'll hear from Allison Chester Lambert. I look forward to that. See you then.